Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local hospital has been named one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the nation. Let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So Kevin, I understand the hospital has received some recognition from the Chartis group. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this would be the second year in a row that we've been recognized by the Chartis group as a top 100 critical access hospital in the country. So that's a really welcoming award, especially after the year that we just came off of.
So do you happen to know off the top of your head about how many hospitals, critical access hospitals there are?
Around 1,500. And then, so what they do is look at some metrics. So the Chartis group, kind of going back to, well, who's the Chartis group? So that's made up of several different companies that do healthcare analytics, healthcare consulting. There's a lot of people that do financial analysis of hospital operations. And so they came together and created the Chartis Group and the Center for Rural Healthcare. So they follow a lot of different metrics. So they look at all the hospitals across the country. And so with the critical access hospitals, there's more critical access hospitals than all the other hospitals combined, or, you know, smaller community hospitals that aren't larger and setting in metropolitan areas. So most hospitals are small hospitals in our country. It's kind of how our system of care works. But, you know, there's a lot of different things, areas that they look at. So when they give out this award, it's three main areas that they focus on. Market share is one thing that they want to look at, and then your financial performance, that's a big piece. So those are two things that historically we've done pretty well on, especially the financial piece. We've been blessed to do well financially, and we had an especially challenging year here in 2020. Healthcare finance basically got turned up on its head with the COVID-19 crisis. And so we were able to navigate that pretty well. So our financial position remained strong in how they were going to measure that. But the big piece that they want to look at is how they characterize value. So there's a lot of things that they look at, you know, everything from quality to your charges and everything that they would kind of calculate as how they determine high value, what would be a top 100 hospital in value. So the whole reason that we won the award this second year is because of the area that they have in patient perception about us and our outcomes, our clinical outcomes. So if you're a hospital administrator, yeah, having good finances is really important, and you know, you can sleep well at night knowing that your finances are in pretty good shape. But really what makes you want to get up and, you know, to start the day and be super excited about coming to work is if you come into a place that the patients and the people that you take care of in your community, which for me is my family and my friends and a lot of other people around our community, they have an awful lot of really good things to say about us. Their perception of the hospital is very high, and our clinical outcomes. If you come here for care, you're going to get better. And those are two huge things that, you know, when I think about, we won Best Hospitality Award for Marion County, and I found that so kind of an ironic thing and made me so proud of our staff, because I can tell you that in 2020, I'd have to admit that hospitality, patient perception of our service that we provide wasn't always top of mind. What was top of mind is keeping this building safe, trying to keep our patients safe. We had this place locked down like a military institution for a while because we just didn't quite know how we were going to react to the COVID-19 virus. So while I was focusing on that, we obviously had a culture where the people doing the day-to-day care, the ones that touch the patients, never ever lost that true north of hospitality, treating people with respect, being kind. And oh, by the way, we got all through all of that and took really good care of people, so their outcomes got better. So to get this award in 2020 is an especially big deal.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, about the hospital being named as one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the nation. And so then what do you do with it? Well, you know, sure, you congratulate the staff, you know, you thank them for, you know, the hard work that they've done. But what do you do now to make sure you stay here, and how do you move into the future and get even better?
Well, so the things that we're really going to focus on is continue to build on what we do really well. And we know that the more that people feel like they were treated with dignity and respect, the more that people feel like we cared about them, and we show, because I know every single employee here cares about everyone they take care of. This is too hard a job to do if you don't care about people. So that's not the issue. The issue at hand is when you're taking care of somebody that's injured, sick, or scared, or you're the family member of somebody that's injured, sick, or scared, you have to show it. I know you care about them, but are you showing it? Are you demonstrating it? Are you making connections to people? And we used to think about that as kind of extra, you know, like the icing on the cake. But the cake is taking care of your medical condition. That's how we used to view service and this whole idea of around customer service. And what we've learned is that the higher levels of customer service that you provide, and when you make personal connections and you demonstrate to people that you truly do care about them and their families, they do better. They're more compliant with medications. You have to use less pain medications. They have shorter lengths of stay. They do better clinically when they are treated well as a person. And I don't think we knew that all that long ago. We just thought that that was just a nice thing to do. So it's pretty cool then to kind of transform that into, that's actually part of the clinical care. Being able to have really high patient perception scores is like a clinical outcome score, the two that we scored the very highest in. So we like to keep building on that, because while we did really well, and it's why we were a top 100 hospital in the country, there's always room to do even better. Because every single interaction that you do in a business like this doesn't go perfectly. So every time that it doesn't, we have staff that are very open to, let's dig into that. What went wrong? What could we have done differently? What could we have done better? And how could we change that the next time we're faced with those same circumstances? So that's been something that we just continue to work on. And what this award has done, and some of the other awards that we've won this year, just affirms that we're on the right track. And this award doesn't mean you're at the destination at all. I don't have a single employee that believes that. All it is telling us is you're on the right track. Keep doing what you're doing and constantly try to make it better. It's just a mantra that you have to ingrain in your daily work life. Like I said before, there's a lot easier places to go work than a hospital, for sure. But I would argue there's no more rewarding place to work than a hospital.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, about the hospital being named as one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the nation. Is there some inherent advantage to some of our smaller rural hospitals over our larger metropolitan hospitals, where it might be tougher to do some of this because of the sheer volume of patients that are processed and the fact that it, I mean, it's your community, but these, the people you're treating, the people that you're working with, the people that you're admitting, whatever, they're not your neighbors or friends. Is that something that comes
into
play?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And large hospitals are trying to figure out how to crack that nut because that is something that they have always struggled with, was personal connections. So what I've always thought about it from this perspective is there are things that happen clinically at the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics that we don't do, can't do. We don't have a burn unit. We're not going to do neurosurgery. There are things that happen there that make it an incredible, important part of the overall healthcare system for Iowans, including our local community when they need that. So there are things they can do that we can't. But I will flip that on the other side, and I always tell folks, there are lots of things we can do they can't. They are having thousands of interactions a day. We may be have dozens. So our opportunity to create personal connections, create personal follow-ups, develop personalized care, we're in a better position to do that than the large hospitals. And so, yeah, we're always fighting bigger's better. There's a perception that the bigger the facility it is, the more sophisticated it is, the better that it must be. And so we're constantly fighting that because that's just not true in all cases. If you need neurosurgery, yes, that's not going to happen here. We're going to send you to a more sophisticated place for care. But what we do here, we can do in a way that's personalized. Obviously, we're being measured against everybody in the country. We can create a clinical outcome of the things we do at the highest standards that a lot of the larger hospitals can't do. And so, again, I feel like we're really on the right track, and this was just affirmation of keep doing what we're doing and keep getting better.
We've only got a few minutes left, but I want to give you the opportunity just to look back over this past year. It's looking pretty good that we're coming out of COVID. Lots of vaccinations, people doing the right thing. And yet we have this whole new world in front of us post-COVID. Can you sort of reflect on the past for a minute and look to the future? What does it look like?
So when I look back on this past year, I think every hospital CEO will talk a little bit about how proud they are of their staff. But, you know, when I look back over this last year, how incredibly difficult and sometimes scary and unsure, we had staff that were furloughed when we were shut down. They were unsure about their personal employment and their family situation. I was unsure of how we were going to keep our financial feet underneath us. The people that were here taking care of sick folks were scared about their personal safety. They were concerned about their family's safety. Everybody stuck with it. Nobody threw in the towel. Everybody just buckled down, did their very best, and we came out in a big way. And when I compare ourselves everywhere from financial performance to our clinical outcomes to how we've been able to maintain a level of hospitality here that's recognized, that's an incredible achievement, and our staff did that. So when I look back on this last year, as much as it was a challenge and there were just things that just felt terrible and unsure, I'll always think of 2020 and how proud I was of every staff member here, because everybody, and I mean everybody, I don't care what your role was, sacrificed a lot. Personally, their families did. It's was an incredible year, incredibly difficult year. So that's kind of my reflection on this last year that I feel is the most important. It may be a term I used earlier. I think it helped to reset our true north. Like, why are we even here? Well, we are here to take care of our community. We're not here to make money. We're not here to win awards. We're not here to just exist. We are here to take care of our community, and we reset our true north. And we received affirmation that, yeah, we're doing that, and we feel good about where we're at.
And into the future.
Into the future. Very uncertain. It's a very uncertain future because COVID-19 has changed a lot about how people use healthcare, how people view healthcare. What do they want from a healthcare system? This is really a bigger discussion than Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, but I was just speaking with executives across the country at our national, what we call Congress, that we usually go to Chicago for, but this year, of course, it was virtual. People across the country are seeing the same thing. People are not coming to the emergency room at the same numbers that they used to. And that has not changed now for a long time. And so is that a new trend, or is that a just kind of a blip on the radar and people will return to normal behaviors? People were exposed to telehealth and they liked it and they don't want it to go away. And so all these things point to an uncertain future, as in how is healthcare delivered. But it's also super exciting because status quo in 2019 healthcare delivery is probably not going to work too well in 2022. So we're getting to do some new things, better things, really exciting. Yeah, I wish there was more uncertainty around, okay, how am I going to get paid to purchase those new capital items, to deploy that technology? All those things, of course, keep me awake at night. But I think it's an incredibly bright future as it relates to the American public, the community that we serve. I think got a glimpse of, it'd be pretty important to have local, high-quality health care. Is this the last pandemic that we'll see in our lifetimes? I sure hope so, but I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a new crisis that comes around, and then we'll have to be ready to react then. But I think people got to see, when the chips are down, who are you going to turn to? That was those doctors, nurses, technologists, and technicians here at the hospital that weren't home with their families. They were here taking care of people that needed to be taken care of. And I think our community should have a lot of comfort in knowing those are the kind of people that work in this building. They put the interest of others ahead of themselves and their families to take care of others. And so you got people like that working for you. Yeah, your future's bright.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.